Worst Things to Live With by Mary Clell, read by Mistborn Hero. Fandom, The Expanse. Belters were made for the void. They prided themselves on it, lived their lives adapting to it, surviving it, generation by generation to make themselves stronger. And in that impossible moment between the airlock and the Chetsemoka, Naomi realized she had felt that desperate before. She had felt that small. That blackness had threatened to swallow her before, and there she was again, scrabbling for a chance at life, when that old anguish seeped from the freshly opened wound in her heart. The subtlest shift would alter her body's course. Looking back would doom her to an uncontrollable spin. There has been nothing controlled about the way Naomi felt the first time she saw Philip's tiny hands, or the way she grieved when she knew he would be forever Marcos. She would search her mind for the pain of his birth, knowing full well that the brain purposefully forgot what pain really felt like. The pain of losing him, twice now, would always remain with her. She mourned the part of him, the gentle boy with a curious, caring soul that had never been nurtured, that would die with her betrayal. Naomi's lungs burned, not because she was desperate for air, but because she held in a sob that threatened to undo her. She knew she wouldn't die. Her calculations, desperate as they were, had been precise. But there were worse things to live with. The way Philip's face hardened, just like his father's. It had surprised Naomi just how much that had hurt her. Perhaps more than all of the years she had been denied. Just seeing her son so lost left Naomi bereft all over again. But Philip was his own man now, and her course was true. Naomi left the void behind. She had work to do. The end.